burst.
Yeah, sometimes we'd say that, a cloud burst.
Or a downpour.
Some folks would say the bottom fell out.
That's right, if it rained an inch in an hour, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Okay. Well, if there's a lot of lightning popping around, too, General, along with the wind and the rain, you'd say we had a what?
Thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What would you call it if you had lightning popping around without any rain?
Well, I don't know what you'd call that, isn't it? This heat.
Okay. If, you know that house you showed me when we were over in Briar Hill?
That's right.
The wind came along and just did what?
Blowed it down. Tore it up.
Okay. That was just a... Do you have bad winds like that very often around here?
Not too often. Mm-hmm. It tore down 3 houses down Briar Hill.
Okay. General, if the wind's coming from that direction back there, which direction is it coming from?
Coming from south.
Okay. And if it's if you have a wind halfway between the south and the west, what do you have? What kind of wind is that?
Well, I don't know what we'd say that.
Would you just call it a southwest wind?
Call it a southwest wind.
Okay. How about a wind halfway between the south and the east?
Well, we'd call that the same thing.
Call it a what?
Half.
Just a southeast.
Southeast wind.
Okay. What about halfway between the north and the east?
It's north and east.
Okay.
Wind.
And
mixing.
Then between the north
between,
and the west would be a
right.
What?
That's right.
Northwest wind. Okay. All right, General. If you had a rain that didn't last very long, what would you call it? If it didn't,
shower.
Just a shower. Okay. If it's not even as much as a shower, you know, it just barely laid the dust down. What would you call that?
Sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle. Okay. What about? Would you call the kind of rain that might have been coming down and you could walk a mile in it and just hardly get wet? What would you call that?
Well, I'd call that a light sprinkle.
Just a sprinkle.
That's a sprinkle.
Okay. All right, generally, if you got up in the morning and you couldn't see across the road, you know, it was like this when we were riding back, you say that, what would you say that is? We're riding through the what?
Cloud.
Cloud, or is there any other word?
Dark, is there fog.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say it's a...
Foggy.
Right, okay. Good. All right, generally, if you've gone a couple of weeks without rain, what would you call that? You say we're having a
dry.
Okay. Now if you get a dry spell and it lasts about 6 weeks, you know, long enough to hurt the crops, then what would you call that?
Call that a, I forget now what we call that.
You know, you might hope for a, you might pray to have a dry spell, but you wouldn't pray to have a
I don't know what that's called.
You call it a drought?
That's the only thing. It's burning up the crops.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to. You might want to have a dry spell for a while, but you don't
want
to have.
But you wouldn't want to have a dry spell like that.
Okay.
Parch up the stew.
All right, General. If the wind has been very calm and gentle, but it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say the wind's doing what?
Calm down.
What if it's getting stronger?
Oh, the wind is getting rough.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite, if the wind has been real strong, but it's getting weaker and weaker, then you'd say it's what?
It was calmed down. The wind has slowed down.
Okay. All right. All right, General, if, say, one morning in the fall, you might go outdoors and you find it's kind of cold, but it's not real disagreeable cold. You know, it's kind of like whether you like to be out in. You'd say, well, this morning it's kind of
cool.
Just kind of cool.
That's right.